Interest in local food boomed during the COVID-19 pandemic, but food prices are top of mind for a lot of consumers right now. And locally grown fruits and vegetables tend to cost more than produce at grocery stores. As part of our Food Roots series, Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer explores why that is.
At the Ames Main Street Farmers Market in central Iowa, Arlen Gorzkowski opens several bags to show what he's purchased this morning.
My first bag, I got a lot of tomatoes and basil. And I'll use that for like a fresh pasta. Then I got some carrots.
Gorzkowski loves to cook and visit farmers markets around the state. He says he could buy a lot of this produce at grocery stores, but it's not the same as something locally grown and picked fresh.
I don't mind spending the extra money on it because it's better quality and I get what I want.
Gorzkowski and others at the farmers market point out that local produce is not always more expensive. A lot of it depends on what's in season and where someone shops for groceries. But generally, prices are higher buying directly from a farmer in the Midwest or Great Plains than Walmart or another large grocery chain. But why is that?
So I think the first thing that comes to my mind is scale.
Courtney Lawn is the Food Systems Program Manager with Iowa State University Extension. She says large commercial farms can invest in equipment and technology to grow, harvest, wash, package, and distribute their product in bulk. So think about green beans. Larger operations may have machinery that can harvest multiple rows at once.
That helps with that efficiency side of the production.
In contrast, a small-scale farmer growing dozens of vegetables is likely hand-picking green beans, which takes a lot more time. Michelle Miller, a researcher at the University of Wisconsin, says scale also affects transportation costs.
The two main costs in moving food are fuel and labor. And when you've got, you know, a full truckload, you're optimizing both those two components in moving food from one place to another.
She says another challenge for local growers, especially in the upper Midwest, are cold winters.
Mexico can grow green beans all year round, whereas we can only grow them for the one or maybe two crops in a year.
And then there are labor costs for picking and processing fruits and vegetables. Workers in many other countries often make less. Kevin Marshall is the owner-operator of Indigo Acres, a market garden farm north of Oklahoma City. They grow without chemicals and use regenerative farming practices. Because of that, labor makes up about 70% of Indigo Acres' expenses.
We're not really just hiring people to go pull weeds or run a tractor. We're hiring a skilled laborer that knows how to grow the plants, knows how to run the tools. We have specialized tools. There's a lot of training involved.
Marshall adds that he has to pay a little extra so employees don't quit when it's over 100 degrees out. Indigo Acres sells produce online and through the Oklahoma City Food Hub. Marshall says his prices are higher than Walmart's, but as he tries to explain to consumers, his produce is better.
It's a higher quality product. It's fresher. It hasn't been shipped across 1,000 miles or 2,000 miles or across the ocean, so it has a higher nutrient density.
The true cost of food is something Lon, the program manager at Iowa State University, hopes more consumers will consider. From her perspective, the driving question isn't necessarily, how do we make it cheaper?
Farmers provide this value of producing our food, and we should buy that food. Like, food costs money to produce, and so how do we figure out what we're our willingness to pay?
She says once someone understands why a cucumber grown locally costs more, they can decide whether it's worth it. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Here's your